Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Dr. George Barna. He's a professor at Arizona Christian University and the director of research at the Cultural Research Center. He also founded the Barna Group and has pastored two churches. So, Dr. Barna, the latest research shows more American adults are embracing the Marxist worldview.
Marxism does not believe that human life is valuable. And then we can even look at some economic realities, and we find, for instance, that more than a quarter of Americans now have bought into Marxist ideas, such as the fact that allowing people to own property facilitates economic injustice, or that when individuals own property, that's bad for society. And while you're going to find very, very few people in America, less than 1%, proclaim, "I'm a Marxist," nevertheless, we find that a large number of people, more than 15 million Americans, regularly draw from Marxist ideas as they make their decisions from day to day.
Wow. How does this research, this representative poll of 2,000 adults, predict the reception of critical race theory, that approach to explaining and addressing forms of oppression based on personal identity, especially racial identity?
We find that 41% of Americans, closing in on half of all Americans, believe that race is used by white people to advance their own economic and political interests at the expense of people of color. This is really almost an emotional battle that's going on here, because intellectually, the data do not support their arguments. But if you can get people all lathered up emotionally about the kinds of arguments they're making, that people deserve better, that people of color, people of a certain class, people of a particular gender are being undermined by the system. This is what they'll call intersectionality when they start combining these different aspects of our identity, whether it's race, gender, etc. So the idea here between places like the media, particularly through the 1619 Project, organizations like the National Education Association, the nation's largest teachers union that's trying to get critical race theory taught as fact to our children. Well, this is not by accident. This is very intentional, because we know that a person's worldview begins developing at 15 to 18 months of age and is almost fully formed by the age of 13. And so Vladimir Lenin, the Russian leader who worked with Karl Marx, once said, "Look, you give me children till the age of 7, I'll have them for life." Many of these other groups, Black Lives Matter, the American Association of University Professors, and many others, they understand these things. And so they're being very intentional and strategic about trying to get this into the minds, particularly of our young people.
Dr. Barna, how can we stand fast as Christians amid a hodgepodge of worldviews around us and influence our friends and neighbors with the hope and peace we know in Jesus?
Well, the first thing we're going to have to do is get educated on all of this. And so you can read some reasonable history books before all the postmodernists change them on us. But if you can find good history books that help us understand where did America come from, what are the founding principles of our nation, but then you need to supplement that with reading from the scriptures, understand what God's principles are about humanity, about truth, about God himself, about his design for our future. All of these things and more, which relate ultimately to the arguments that Marxists or postmodernists or secular humanists, Eastern mysticists, all these people are going to make arguments that try to take us away from God's approach to life. We've got to understand that approach, not only what it is, but why it is reasonable, logical, rational, and true, and be able to articulate that to others. So that's going to be a key thing, and we've got to make sure that within our own household, we're solid. Raising up spiritual champions, raising up great American citizens is the job of parents. What we're doing is we're turning that over to the government, whether through its laws or its schools. And that's going to destroy America as we've known it. Parents have to stand up and do their God-given job in a way that's going to bring glory to God.
Yes. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you standing up yourself, and thank you for the research that you do in Arizona. Where can we learn more about the good work you're doing?
Our research is available. People can download it to read it or send it to friends. It's all free at culturalresearchcenter.com. And there are books and things that I've written about what's going on in our culture. Those are available at georgebarna.com.
That's George Barna with the Cultural Research Center. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.